FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz here at Freedom Fest 2016 in Las Vegas, and I am sitting down with Doug Casey, who has proved that it is never too late to reinvent yourself. Doug, hey, it's great to see you again.
Likewise, Kerry. Pleasure to see you again, too. I think last time we talked on the air was well over a year ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, pretty close. And so Casey Research, you've moved on, and now you're doing something new.
Well, I sold most of Casey Research to my friend Porter Stansberry, and decided that that was a very successful run. And I'm still doing it, of course, but I've gotten into the novel business. And what I've done is completed the first of a series of six novels. This one's called Speculator. And my objective is to redeem the reputations of six unjustly besmirched occupations, the first of which is Speculator, which talks about the theory of speculation and the gold mining business. And it's centered around a bloody revolution in Africa with child soldiers and white mercenaries, and that's the story. Very exciting. I've spent a lot of time in Africa.
So this is the first of six books, and obviously you've been a successful writer, you know, for most of your life. You've had books on the bestseller list, but never fiction.
No, because you can say things in fiction that you cannot say, dare not say, in nonfiction. And the first book, Speculator, nobody likes speculators. I think they're wonderful, productive. But the second book, which will be out next year, is Drug Lord, where we show that a drug lord can be a good and honest and productive guy. And we talk about the drug business and how it works, both the legal and illegal drug businesses. And then in the plot, the government steals his money again, our hero, Charles Knight, and he becomes an assassin. Because he's of the opinion there are some people that just need killing. And here we talk about the methods of assassination, the morality of it, and so forth. So then he becomes terrorist because he realizes that being an assassin, it's like pulling out shark's teeth. It's pointless. So he, and I've got a lot of theories about terrorism, which is just a method of warfare, like cavalry charges or artillery barrages. So we talk about terrorism and the morality and the techniques and so forth. And, of course, by now the government knows who's doing these things. So he goes back to Africa where the speculators starts out, and he becomes warlord. And here I talk about my hobby. He takes a backward hellhole and turns it into Singapore on steroids as a warlord in 10 years. And the last book is called Antichrist because the natives think he has big juju. They think he's a god. And when you're a god, you have to give people a religion. That's what gods do. So that last book is a debunking of Islam and Christianity. So that'll make me a lot of friends, I'm sure.
Well, yeah, like you say, when you're writing fiction, you can finally actually tell the truth, huh?
Exactly. If I put it in nonfiction, a lot less people read nonfiction. And you can say things in fiction that you dare not say in nonfiction.
So what inspired you to start writing novels? Is this a lifelong held dream or ambition, or did you just wake up one day?
Look, everybody wants to write a novel, and there are now 1.5 million new books published every year. It used to be in the old days before the internet only 50,000 new books. But so it's a very competitive market. I've got to fill those idle hours somehow. I like to do something productive. And I feel it's good karma to say things that hopefully will change people's lives for the better. So even though I'm debunking Christianity, among other things, in the later books, you've got to listen to Jesus' words. And he said, let those who have ears hear. And so let those who have eyes read.
Hey, well, it's a, you know, I once tried writing a book. I sent it out to a literary agent, and he told me that I should not give up my day job.
It's a particular skill, and we have to develop our skills. I mean, it took you a while to develop your current skill as an interviewer. It's like that. It doesn't matter what it is, whether you're going to be a plumber or a writer or whatever. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Yeah, it's definitely a skill. And that's one of the, to me, the disappointments of modern society is too many people just settling and not growing and not cultivating their skills and trying always to improve yourself. I mean, I always thought that the Renaissance kind of set us down that path of really, like Jefferson, like Franklin, you know, find these skills and even later in life, not giving up and just calling it quits, but always looking for new things to do. And yet it seems like as a society, Western civilization has lost that.
It has. I'm afraid that Western civilization is on the slippery slope, and there are so many indications of that in all ways. It's too bad because Western civilization was the only civilization that really was worth a damn, and it's disappearing before our very eyes. I don't know what's going to replace it, but it's probably not going to be as good.
No, it was the only civilization that really focused on the individual and individual potential and what the individual could do, you know, the pursuit of happiness, pleasure, and potential. And like you said, do we replace it with this Asian model of you're just a cog in a wheel and we're all working for the greater good of the state? It's disconcerting.
Well, it is. And I understand why a lot of young people were supporting Bernie Sanders, because he appears to be not part of the establishment, which is a lie. He totally is. But, you know, the fact that they're supporting a demented, hostile old man shows how desperate people are at this point and what a dearth of ideas that there are, that somebody like that can get so many people in his camp. It's amazing.
Yeah, it's sad. Well, I guess we'll continue the discussion another day. So the book is due out in September, correct?
Yes, September, Speculator. I urge you to read it. People tell me it's the best thing. I hate to say this. It sounds so boastful. But they say it's the best thing since Ayn Rand.
All right. We'll definitely keep an eye out for it. You got a website where we can check up on it periodically for the release?
Goodness gracious. We do, but I can't remember it. Isn't that stupid?
That's okay. We'll check up. We'll find the website. Put it in the show notes to this interview on financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Doug, always a pleasure. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, Kerry.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.